USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects zero Republicans will support President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package. Speaking at an event in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican calling Biden's plan a big grab bag.
So how to pay for the infrastructure bill on our side is we're not going to revisit the 2017 tax bill. We're happy to look for traditional infrastructure pay-fors.
He did say GOP lawmakers are open to a roughly $600 billion bill. President Biden is raising the refugee admissions cap to 62,500 after facing blowback for backing away from that number amid a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border illegally. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates announces on Twitter that he's divorcing his wife, Melinda, after 27 years of marriage. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is preparing for the G7 summit next month.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers in the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in Southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau says the White House was not involved with the 2020 census after many Republicans questioned whether President Joe Biden's administration interfered with the results. The Census Bureau telling the Epoc Times no one from the White House or Commerce Department saw the results of the census until they were released to the public. House Republicans concerned because they ended up with lower population counts than what was estimated last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Wisconsin authorities are identifying the murderer who fatally shot two people and injured another at a casino complex. The murderer was 62-year-old Bruce Poffel, who had been recently fired from a restaurant on the property.
The Green Bay Police Department was able to engage and neutralize the suspect outside of the complex. On the north side of the building, the lone suspect was pronounced dead at the scene.
Brown County Sheriff Todd Delane saying the lone suspect shot three restaurant employees with a 9mm handgun. Opening statements are underway in the landmark civil trial pitting Epoc Games against Apple. The case is being heard in California. Epoc Games is a maker of Fortnite, and they're suing the tech giant on claims it has used its mobile operating system to stifle the growth of its competitors. Last year, Apple kicked Fortnite off its App Store after Fortnite offered its customers a different payment option. The action bypassed the 30% commission charged by Apple. As far as Apple's defense, Sarah Needleman is a tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal.
It's not here to defend its App Store policies. It's here to say that Epoc broke its rules.
Ben Gilbert is with Business Insider. He tells ABC News this ruling could be a game changer.
One outcome could be that Apple is forced to allow other app stores onto the iPhone, which could mean less expensive stuff.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.